Wisconsin DOT.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Big one tonight on the road for the Badgers, but when you are sitting at the top, every game is big, right? As this will mark the halfway point to the season at game's conclusion. 8-1 in Big Ten play are the Badgers, 16-4 overall, winners of three straight. The Huskers 5-up, 5-down in league play, 15-6 overall. They're a team that is 5-0 at home in the Big Ten, 0-5 on the road in the Big Ten. A half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
To you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Back in Lincoln, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Before we talk about tonight, let's rewind to last Friday. I guess if there was a way to bottle up that performance, both ends of the floor, any coach in America would do it. That was, I mean, you've talked about wanting to get better on the defensive end.
You guys sure were better on the defensive end?
Yeah, we were. I mean, it's probably the most complete game we've had in a while, Matt. But, you know, you always find things that as you comb through the film that we can get better at. But I thought offensively we were, there was very few lapses, very few empty possessions. We had a little stretch in the second half, but and that obviously helped, you know, one end always fuels the other, whichever way it works, defense to offense or offense to defense. But I was proud of how our guys played, and we're able to, you know, wrap that one up and then get a couple days to rest because of the gauntlet we've been through, and now we're back at it.
Yeah, I think fans got a kick out of the social media clip first last week when you got win number 100, now 101, and Tyler Wahl, I mean, that's impressive. It speaks to his, you know, obviously longevity, but the success this program has had in his time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it speaks to the consistency, you know, that he's been a part of, and obviously a big part of the past and big part of what we're doing right now.
You mentioned having a couple days off for these guys. If you know, it's a little bounce, you're getting some of that bounce back. I mean, obviously they played so well last Friday, but those 2 days were needed.
Yeah, we did. We really, I felt we were starting to run a little bit on fumes, and I could just sense it that we were going to need just a day or two just to unwind a little bit and rest again. So that was good. It came at the right time, and then 3 days to get ready for tonight. So it'll be, now, like I said, we're back into a rhythm.
I know you were asked by a lot of the media members about Kamari McGee, but the fact that he's on this trip, that's a good thing for all concerned. Right?
It is. You know, I think he brings such energy, whether he's on the floor or even on the bench, and it just worked where in between his appointments and stuff with the medical people, he could make this trip. So I felt it was important if he could do it, we wanted to bring him along to have him with us because he brings a spark to us, obviously on the floor, but he's so engaging and supportive and positive on the bench as well.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and Nebraska. Our conversation presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're building in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Badgers and the Huskers tonight, I know we were talking at your shoot-around. There are home road splits, and then there are severe home road splits, and I don't think that's an exaggeration. Get into it a little bit. What are they doing at home so well as opposed to being on the road?
Well, I think a little bit of everything, Matt. You know, they shoot it better from three. That's obvious. That's numbers don't. It's easy to pick that out. They're getting to the free throw line more. They're rebounding better. Defensively, they've been better. So it's a combination of almost everything. The three-point numbers from 30-some percent on the road to almost 50% here at home jump out at you. But all the other numbers are up, too. And just as you would expect, I think you probably do anybody's home road splits. They're probably better at home, most teams. But this team, I think, probably feeds and always has, feeds off being at home more than as much or more than any other team in our league.
And it seems like as much attention as somebody like Keisei Tominaga gets, and he's an exciting player to watch, constant energy, but he's got a lot of help. They've got a lot of guys who can shoot.
They do, you know, really, you know, that starting five, depending on who they go with tonight. I know Juwan Gary's been hurt, but it's everybody, you know, and Rank Mast has really played well here since the last time we played him. He made six threes against Ohio State here a week ago and has really fueled their offense, and such a good passer too. So it's hard, you know, put you in a quandary with how they spread the floor with those shooters and then play through him and let him facilitate and make decisions and handle the ball. So it's a really good challenge defensively.
I've talked to some players coming into this game and through the years, your guys, as much as they love playing at home, this will be a really good atmosphere here tonight, but your guys like that.
Yeah, they do. They do. That goes back to when this place first opened, when we came here 10 years ago and No-Sit Sunday. They get into it. They get great support here. They show up whether they're doing really well as they are this year or they have a rough year. So it's always a very exciting, energetic. I'm sure I'll get some few words thrown at me, choice words that we can't repeat, but it's what makes it fun. And this league, we've talked about how hard it is to win on the road in this league, and the big piece of it is because every place gets really supported by their fans.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network, in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Former pregame coverage here in Lincoln. Time now for our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. Well, Butchie, you and I got to watch a really entertaining game last night in West Lafayette. Final score, and it'd be a little deceiving. Some fireworks at the end of the game. Purdue beats Northwestern by 9, 105-96. But man, the shot making from both teams in that game was at an elite level, wasn't it?
Well, we talked about it. Northwestern's a really good team. We know Purdue is, but the way Northwestern has played Purdue all year long, and then in that game especially, like, it was, like, it's what makes college basketball great. Mm-hmm. You guys know me well enough, but like, this is what makes it great, is when you have two teams with that performance on. I think we got a chance tonight to have another two teams that are really good. Right now, Mike Tekorsky has Nebraska in the NCAA tournament as a 10 seed. We're into February now. We can start those conversations a little bit. And you look at Wisconsin, like, You win this, it's a quad one. And then you got that big one. Like, you could be talking about a possible one seed. Yeah. So, like, there's a lot on the line for this game. But throughout the league, when you get two of those top-tier teams going against each other, you're going to get a really good basketball game.
Yeah, Wisconsin, by the way, 6-3 in quad one games, 4-1 against quad two. So that combined 10-4 record, quad one, quad two, very impressive. The other game last night, much different than the Purdue Northwestern game. Penn State shoots 38% for the field. That was plenty good enough. 61-49 winner against Rutgers. And credit Penn State. They were without Kanye Clara. He did not play in that game. Ace Baldwin did, and he had 15 points. Rutgers just 34% shooting from the floor. This is the one and only game here tonight in the Big Ten. Tomorrow, Ohio State, losers of three straight, will be taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes, and Iowa has dropped three of its last four. And that is our look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Butchie will give you his keys to tonight's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Our Badgers pregame coverage continues now that he's taken all the brownies out of the media meal line. Brian Butch is back here and ready for tonight's keys to the game. What you got tonight, Butchie?
First of all, the brownie was fantastic.
Was it?
So that's the first key. I'm good. I'm ready to go. The brownies were fantastic. But as far as keys for this game for the team, hopefully they didn't have enough brownies. They need to slow down on that. Because number one, we look at Nebraska, it's the three-point line. You've got to guard at 9.6, number one in the Big Ten as far as what they do there. I also think bench points for Nebraska. They get a boatload of it, number one. second in the league with 23. Only Minnesota's ahead of them. You got to handle the bench run that Nebraska's going to have. As far as Wisconsin, you got to get to the free throw line and dominate the paint. It's an area you can have success in. We say that a lot about this team. And the last thing I'll say, handle the runs. There's going to be one. This place is going to get loud. You got to be able to handle that. Make sure you don't have a 10-0 run, a 12-0 run, something like that.
This is one of the really good atmospheres for a program that has yet to ever win an NCAA tournament game. But this atmosphere, they really don't have to take a back seat to anybody. No. The support that the Huskers get. And we all know what they've done on the home floor this season. So those are our keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
The UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, as we were talking with Greg Gard. Kamari McGee is on the trip, but not ready to come back. In a couple of weeks, it looks like away, but he is on the trip, which is a good thing. He was unable to make the trip to Minnesota with the Badgers here in Lincoln. Everybody else up and running for Wisconsin. Juwan Gary listed as questionable for the Huskers. We have a hunch we're going to see him out here on the floor tonight. Eli Rice, though, a freshman who has appeared in 17 games, gets his team about 4 points per game. He is listed as out tonight for Nebraska. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Fred Hoiberg's Huskers, year number 5 for Hoiberg here in Lincoln. And his starting five will consist of Rink Mast, 6'10 junior from the Netherlands, a transfer from Bradley. 13 points, 8.5 rebounds, 3 assists per game. He had 34-10 in a recent win against Ohio State. Josiah Alec getting another starting call, averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds a game. 6'8 senior out of Lincoln and a transfer from New Mexico. In the backcourt, Bryce Williams, 6'7 junior out of Huntersville, North Carolina, a transfer from Charlotte. At 13 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Jamarcus Lawrence, a 6'3 sophomore out of Plainfield, New Jersey, at 6 points a game. And Keisei Tomenaga rounding out the starting five, the 6'2 senior from Japan, 13.5 points per contest. Had 19 against Purdue, going 5 out of 9 from the three-point line in that 16-point Nebraska win over the Boilermakers here in at Pinnacle Bank Arena. For the Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wall, 11.5 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. Steven Crow at 12.7 and a half boards, 2.5 assists per contest. A.J. Storr at 16 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, coming off the 28-point outing against Michigan State last Friday. Max Klesman at about 10 points per game, but over his last six, averaging closer to 16 a game. And Omaha, Nebraska's own Chucky Hepburn rounding out the starting five, 7.5 points, 3 rebounds, nearly 4 assists per game. And those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Wisconsin leads the all-time series 22-16, and they've won 16 of the 22 meetings with the Huskers since Nebraska joined the Big Ten Conference. But again, the splits with the Huskers, we mentioned they're 5-0 at home in the Big Ten in this building. They are 13-1 this season, the one loss to in-state rival Creighton. It's Wisconsin and Nebraska here in Lincoln tonight. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to a true hostile environment for the Badgers. And Anna, the homestanding Huskers, taking advantage of that this season. 13-1 at home, 5-0 in the Big Ten, including a 16-point win against the Purdue Boilermakers. And now the Badgers go ahead and take their swing here at Nebraska. The good news here, Butchie, is that the Badgers come in playing well and maybe coming off their best game of the season last Friday night against Michigan State.
I don't think it's a question. I think it absolutely was their best game. And you look at now, you've got a little bit of a longer stretch. How do you get out to a good start? And that's kind of one thing, especially knowing that this building is going to be ready to jump at anything Nebraska does. This is one of the better buildings as far as fan bases, as far as getting behind their team. And for me, the biggest thing, you got to take care of that three-point line. You cannot let Keisei Tominaga get going. He's a guy that plays so much better at home, and he plays off that energy more than I think any player in the Big Ten. When he's at home versus that road, but more than any player, you can't let him get going.
This is a team that plays, you know, we talked about the record at home. In Big Ten road games, they average 69 points a game. They shoot 35% from the three-point line. In Big Ten home games, they average about 82 points per game and 49% from long range, almost like a layup. When they really get going, it's Tome Naga, but it's other guys too. C.J. Wilcher off the bench has been really good from long range. Bryce Williams up for 30s. Rink Mast, for a big guy. We see this with Stephen Crowell, obviously. Rink Mast at 6'10", about 250. He's capable of stepping outside. So guarding the arc, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, that's going to be a very, very big part of this game for Wisconsin.
In the area of concern for Nebraska is Jamarcus Lawrence, their point guard. That's where you look at Chucky coming back home, playing in Nebraska again. Kind of that matchup is very intriguing to me because I think this Nebraska team, they're still trying to figure out that point guard situation. That's been the one area of a little bit of a concern though for them.
Well, if you're the Badgers, you're trying to keep that grip on first place in the Big Ten. The Boilermakers come to the Kohl Center Sunday afternoon. If you're Nebraska, it's still about building the resume. They're 2-3 against Quad 1 in Quad 1 games, 3-3 against Quad 2, so 5-6 combined, as opposed to the Badgers, 10-4. The Huskers have work to do. As you mentioned, Mike DeCourcy has them in as we speak as a 10 seed, but you figure work to be done for the Huskers to get in the field.
Well, there's no question about it. Now, you look at that the opportunities that they have in front of them are really good opportunities. This is a stretch, and they knew that, but it was at Maryland, Wisconsin, at Illinois, at Northwestern, Michigan. This is one that Nebraska has circled because it's home. Of the four games that they had starting last Saturday, three of them were on the road. Yep. This is a big one. They know they need to get this one because of what is ahead as well.
As for the Badgers, tonight represents a stretch, three of the next four on the road, the home game against Purdue. Your officials, Jeffrey Anderson, Doug Sermons, and Courtney Green, Badgers and the traveling Cardinal Unis in the white trim, Nebraska the home white and the red trim. They stay on their feet here at Pinnacle Bank Arena until the home team gets a bucket. And they are standing right now as we are set to go here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Josiah Alec will jump center with Stephen Crowell as Jeffrey Anderson will put the ball in the air. Toss and tap will belong to the Huskers, and Nebraska will move to our right. And we are underway. Here is Bryce Williams against A.J. Storr. A throw to Jamarcus Lawrence. Feeds Mass, rotates Tome Naga. Is into Williams, left of the paints, matching up with Storr. Williams starts the back, left lane line in the paints. Well, footer, back iron, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wohl. And the Badgers with their first possession, moving to our left in the first half, and Chucky Hepper, who's going to hear it all night, the Omaha, Nebraska native. Going to Tyler Wohl at the top of the circle, gliding left, feeds Max Klesman. Slips it back to Wohl, left of the lane, gets a double team from Alec and Tome Naga. A retreat from Wohl, pass deflected, bad pass, stolen away, and here's Bryce Williams. Turnover, Wisconsin. Williams to the line, little Euro step in the lane, and his give intended for Alec is broken up, and a Nebraska turnover. A.J. Storr to the front court. Rink Mass cuts him off. Williams picks him up. A throw to Stephen Crowell, high on the right. Opening minute, no score as Wohl gets trapped right corner, needs help. Goes cross court for Hepburn, bobbles and gathers with 12 in the shot clock. Chucky with a shot fake, dribbles off the left wing, gets it to Storr, three in the air, left of the circle, 3-0 Wisconsin. A.J. Storr, who really hurt Michigan State from long range in both matchups this season, opens up the scoring tonight for the Badgers. Here's Alec, gives off to Tome Naga, being chased by Max Klesman. Now Williams, right of the lane, hooks it out the mast. He'll try a three straight away, and that's off the iron and out, no good. Storr the rebound.
And that's the way Wisconsin was guarding that last time they played at the Kohl Center, giving him that shot.
Here's Klesman on the left wing. Shot fake. Drives baseline on Tome Naga. Runs it out to Storr. Makes the three. Sidesteps. Takes the three and makes the three. Two strokes. 6 points for A.J. Storr in the opening minute and a half.
A.J. gets his feet set from three. He's deadly, and that's exactly what happened there.
Jamarcus Lawrence will weave it to Bryce Williams. A throw to Rink Mast at the top of the circle. Look to the right side. Now Alec in the lane, backing on Tyler Wohl. Mid-post left, goes up right hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound to Stephen Crowd. A little more than 2 minutes into the game, it's 6-0 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Crowd, top of the circle against Rink Mast, who closes quickly. A bounce for Tyler Wall against Alec. Low on the right, takes a left, and a pass got batted right back to him. Now the reverse layup for Wall is off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Josiah Alec of Nebraska. And he's DeMarcus Lawrence scooting to the front court for the Huskers. To the line, slips to Mast, low on the right, layup good. In transition, the Huskers get on the board.
And it was a transition defense. Wisconsin needed to get back. They didn't locate it right away. They were playing down and behind in that possession.
6-2 Wisconsin as Crowell goes into Klesman, draws the double, whips it left side for Storr in the corner, drives baseline, glides to the goal, runs it up and in, and it's A.J. Storr 8, Nebraska 2. We're not quite 3 minutes into the game.
That's what happens when you make a couple threes, then the closeout happens.
And here's DeMarcus Lawrence in the paint, pivots, fades, flips from 14, good, over Hepburn. DeMarcus Lawrence makes it 8-4 Wisconsin, 3:05 gone by. Tyler Wall glides, dribble to the front court, throws to Klesman, flips it to Crowell, high on the rights, hands off to Storr against Bryce Williams. He'll feed Wall, sends it back to Storr, puts it on the deck to the left elbow, jumper is good, and to say A.J. Storr is feeling it would be a bit of an understatement. 10-4 Wisconsin, all courtesy of the sophomore out of Rockford, Illinois. Tomei Naga on the right wing. He'll feed Rink Mast. Hands it back to Tomei Naga. To the line in the lane. Runs it up left hand. Off the left side iron. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 16-20 left first half. 10-4 Wisconsin as Chucky Hepburn takes the dribble to the right side of the floor against Tomei Naga. Starts the back. Steps back. Right foul line extended. Jumper is good for Chucky Hepburn. Make it 12-4 Wisconsin.
And what a start by Wisconsin on the offensive end. Defensively, they've been locked in, which has allowed them to get out and push with a little bit more pace than what we've seen from this Wisconsin team.
Yeah, you're right. 4 minutes gone by. 12-4 Wisconsin. Alec high on the left. Throws to Tomei Naga top of the circle. Floats it to Jamarcus Lawrence on the right side. He's with Hepburn. Now Mast versus Crowell. Mast puts it on the deck. Left lane line goes up off the glass and off the rim. No. Rebound tipped in the air. And now here's A.J. Storr on the run to the line. Down the lane to the rim. A layup too strong. Hepburn is there to clear. And he'll bring it back out for Wisconsin. Shot clock is at 20. Lots of time. Crowell throws to Storr high on the left. Storr goes into Crowell. Mid-post left. Whips it to Hepburn, feeds Klesman, steps into a three, right side, off the back rim, no good. Crowell, the offensive rebound for Wisconsin at the left block. Crowell looking for some help, still looking, pivots, now retreats, shovels at the Wall, left elbow, feeds Max right side, and he stepped on the sideline. Out of bounds, turnover Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15-15 left of the first half. Wisconsin 12, Nebraska 4. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Come to Menards to check out our bathroom showroom, featuring the latest styles and trends from Magic Woods. A brand new vanity is the perfect finishing touch for your bathroom. They're built with superior quality and a unique style to complement your home. Get the Haverhill Vanity with a vintage oak finish for $349.99 after sale price and $20 mail-in rebate. Sale price is good through February 4th, now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot. For big-time casino fun, your odds are better there. 15-15 left in the first half. Good start for the Badgers. They lead the Huskers 12-4.
Great start defensively. What they've done so far to hold Nebraska to 4 points. They've guarded his five. They've guarded the screening action. They've followed Keisei Tohunaga all over the floor. Offensively, they've got some really good stuff. AJ's taken over. Yes, however, two offensive rebounds. It's an area Nebraska struggled with against Maryland. Maryland had a ton of offensive rebounds in the last game. Wisconsin can take advantage of some of that.
Bryce Williams brings it up the floor, throws to Rinkmast, and Jawan Gary, as we expected, is on the floor for Nebraska. Nolan Winter out there for Wisconsin. Rinkmast taking him on, backing fades, flips right lane line, danced off the rim, and in. Mast with four, and it's 12-6 Wisconsin. Badgers have Winter out there along with John Blackwell and Carter Gilmore. Storin Hepburn rounding out the five. Hepburn high on the right, whips it to Winter at the top of the circle, refeeds Chucky, bobs off the Winter screen, moving to his left, takes it left of the lane, runs it out the store with 10 early points, trying to make it 13, a three try straight on is short. The rebound went off of Mast, I believe. Yeah, it did, out of bounds to Wisconsin.
That's a shot by AJ Storin. Do not like them. Mm-hmm. I know you're feeling it, but not how that played out, that possession. Get a better one.
Storin will inbound to Hepburn. Baseline right against Sam Hoiberg, the coach's son. Goes cross court for Blackwell. He'll snap off a three, left side. Back rim, no good. Winter flies in the lane and gets the putback. Good move from the freshman, 14-6 Wisconsin.
We just talked about offensive rebound opportunities. There's an example of one.
Badgers are on a path to have their best offensive rebounding season since 2017. Here's Bryce Williams, lost the handle, turnover. Hepburn comes up with a three on two, a bounce to Blackwell off the wing, feeds Storr, takes it off the left wing, jump stop in the lane, bobbles, got it back, throws it up and in with the right hand. Storr with 12, 16-6 Wisconsin, 6 minutes in.
And because he started with the two made threes, their closeout that he's created, he's been able to drive by a lot of them.
Well, a handoff disrupted by Hepburn, but Hoiberg runs it down to throw to Jawan Garrett. He's against Carter Gilmore. Gary had a calf strain injury on January 17th, has been out ever since. Back tonight, he'll try a three, right side, back iron, no good. Hepburn elevates for the rebound for the Badgers. 16-6 Wisconsin, 13:33 left in the first half. Hepburn off the Winter screen. A little hesitation dribble, a throw to Gilmore, whips to the store, high on the left. AJ will take another three, left side, back iron, no good. Rinkmast the rebound for Nebraska. Here come the Huskers down 10 here in the early going. Mast top of the circle with a shot fake. Puts it on the floor, left of the lane, throws it up, banked it, missed it, rebound, Blackwell for Wisconsin. Oh, an aggressive board. He was taking some contact and was able to absorb it. Blackwell, right sideline for Wisconsin, throws to Winter, refeeds Blackwell right of the circle, puts it on the floor, in the lane, runs it out to Hepburn as the Badgers reset with 15 on the shot clock. Hepburn against C.J. Wilcher as Hepburn crossed him over in the lane, goes inside, caught by Gilmore, low on the left, missed it inside, but he was fouled. Oh, what a delivery from Chucky, and now to the free throw line goes Carter Gilmore as C.J. Wilcher is called for the foul. Fred Hoiberg not thrilled about it.
Well, what they're not thrilled about here, Matt, is the foul happened. Mm-hmm. Carter got hit. They were waiting to see the ball go. You can't, like, that's where coaches get upset, and I get it. But there was a foul that happened first.
Carter Gilmore to the free throw line, where he is 11 of 14 this season. That is the game's first foul. We have 12:50 left in the first half. 16-6 Wisconsin as Gilmore connects the first free throw.
And you talked about a first foul. The number that I'm so impressed with right now is two. Nebraska only has 2 3-point attempts so far. Mm-hmm. We're 8 minutes into this game.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about with Patrick Herb in the notebook portion of the program. Badgers good at limiting that once again this season as Gilmore hits both free throws. As the Badgers subbing, Connor Asijan in the game, Max Klesman, Tyler Wall on as well. Winter
And Blackwell rounding out the five. Josiah Alec back in there. Rink Mast sitting down for the Huskers. 18-6 Wisconsin, 12:45 left in the half. Jamarcus Lawrence throwing to Alec at the top of the circle. Hands off to Wilcher. He'll feed Lawrence. Crossing over on Blackwell. Kicks it right side. Hoiberg feeds Wilcher right of the circle. He is with Max Klesman. A handoff to Juwan Gary. Shadowed by Wall. They weave it to Hoiberg. Turns the corner. Left lane line. Darts it to Gary on the right side. Baseline right. Tried the reverse layup. And he stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. Turnover Nebraska. The Badgers really D'ing up here in these early minutes. 12:25 left in the half. 18-6 Wisconsin. Nolan Winter outside left. He'll throw the Wall between the circles. Wall will leave it for Max Klesman. Right of the center circle. Pops it to John Blackwell up top. He'll send it to Wall high on the left. A pass for Winter. Three shots straight on. Short. And the long rebound gathered by Alec. Now Gary. Quick pass Lawrence. Right of the lane. Glides to the goal. Layup good. Count it. Had a foul on Nolan Winter. Well, the Huskers getting a running game going in the transition. Nolan Winter called for the foul, his first.
They get the running game going, and Nolan Winter goes to the bench now. The shot I don't mind, but you've got to have your transition defense set and back.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan was the first one back. Even though he was the shooter, he still was back. The ball was picked up. He's got to sprint to the front of the rim, get to the rim, and then build out. He doesn't sprint back. It's a little thing. But that's how you get beat in transition.
And an and-one opportunity, but Lawrence missed the free throw too long. Crowell the rebound. 18-8 Wisconsin. We are 8 minutes into the game. Max Klesman brings it up the floor for the Badgers against Sam Hoiberg. A bounce for Tyler Wall. Throwing to Blackwell high on the left. Goes inside. That's caught by Crowell. As Asijan and Alec both went to the floor, they'll play on. Now Asijan left corner. Scoops it to Wall with 10 on the shot clock. Now to Connor. Open three. Left corner. Book it. Connor Asijan left wide open. He makes the Huskers pay. 21-8 Wisconsin. 11:33 left in the first half. That first matchup against Nebraska, Connor scored 12 points. Here's Alec, top of the circle. On the dribble, right foul line extended. Leads it for Hoiberg, working against Asijan. Hoiberg, left elbow, kills the dribble. Gives off to Lawrence, outside left. Lawrence for three over Klesman. Left side, short. Rebound, Crowell. He and Blackwell going after it. Blackwell with a spill, but he bounces right back up with a smile on his face.
He's good. Tell that little guard to get out of the way.
Here's Tyler Wall, right in the lane. Pivots to the baseline. He's pinned inside. Finds Blackwell. Whips it to Max Klesman right side. Goes into Crowell. Mid-post right. Crowell doubled. Right block. Trying to muscle it up. No dice. Now here's Klesman. Baseline right. The floater is good. Oh, the ball movement for Wisconsin. Timeout Fred Hoiberg. As the Badgers now with a 15-point lead. This will be a full timeout. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 10:46 left in the first half, Wisconsin 23, Nebraska 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. And it's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 10:46 left in the half. Wisconsin 23, Nebraska 8.
Here's the scary part if you're the Big Ten, the rest of it. The area of that where Wisconsin could improve probably the most defensively, right? Like offensively, they were at a high level. But they've only given up 8 points to Nebraska, and they've been locked in defensively. This is one of the better starts of the game on the defensive end that I've seen from this Badger team in a while. I know they played really well defensively against Michigan State, but it's kind of a carryover of that. However, 3 assists on 9 makes on the offensive end, but if we sitting here calling some hockey games,
yeah,
there'd be the double, there'd be the actress.
Absolutely.
And that's what's going on right now. Nebraska's doubling. They're kicking it out. They're getting one more, whether it's creating that closeout. Number one rule of basketball is to create closeouts. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Wisconsin is doing here, and that's why they're getting whatever they want on the offensive end.
It's 12-3 on the glass as well in favor of Wisconsin, as DeMarcus Lawrence will bring it up the floor for the Huskers. Lawrence sets the offense. High screen from Alec. A throw to Alec at the top of the circle. He'll give off to C.J. Wilcher. Here's it off to Tominaga. Open three. Left of the circle. Back rim and off the top of the backboard. It'll go to Wisconsin.
Now, good set there by Fred Hoiberg.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, Tominaga had a clean look. If you're in Nebraska, you will take that all night long. Here comes Max Klesman for Wisconsin. Badgers up 15, 10:27 left in the first half. Klesman, a right-hand toss for Crowell, throwing to Besiegen. Close out from Tominaga. Now Crowell at the top, a handoff to A.J. Storr, who has 12 points early on. Tyler Wall to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Wild shot, drew the contact, and Wall will go to the free throw line. He knew he was going to get hit, so you just throw it up there to see what happens, and Wall will be at the line for two. We'll get Alec for the foul.
The reason I'm hesitating a little bit is because I didn't think it was a foul. But when you put pressure at the rim, the way that Tyler does, mm-hmm. you have a chance to go get one.
Team foul number two on the Huskers. Tyler Wall, a 69% free throw shooter, is good with the first. The Badgers continue to be the best free throw shooting team in the league. The Huskers are third, as Rink Mast will come in for Jawan Gary. 24-8, Wisconsin. 10:15 left in the half.
We talked about the keys for Nebraska in this game. 3-point line, 0-4. Bench points, 0. Wisconsin, 7 bench points and 3 threes.
Second free throw for Wall is good. They get 25-8, Wisconsin, with 10:12 left in the first half. Jamarcus Lawrence to the front court. He'll throw to Wilcher, hands it back to Lawrence. Glides the right side off the screen. Mid-range jump right side, way too long, no good. Rebound run down by Crowell in the left corner.
Not a good possession there by Nebraska.
Here's Tyler Wall for the Badgers, throwing to A.J. Storr. A.J. off the left elbow, hanging, shooting, hitting. Two more for A.J. Storr. 27-8, Wisconsin. 9:47 left of the first half. Wilcher with a shot fake on a siege. Connor recovers, a throw to Mass. He'll give off to Jamarcus Lawrence between the arcs. 9:39 left till halftime. 27-8, Wisconsin. Lawrence, a handoff to Tominaga. Chased by Max Klesman. Contact, they'll play on. A throw to Alec. Fakes the three. Alec dribbles off the right wing in the lane. Throws it up left hand. Bricked it, but a foul is called. This will go against Wisconsin. It will be assessed to Tyler Wall, his first.
Now, I thought Tyler got one on the other end, and I think Alec got one on this end, to be honest.
Did.
I think both.
He pushed off on Tyler.
Yes. But that's where, like, both players went in to create the contact. That's why I don't like the call on either side.
Yep. Alec is 67% free throw shooter. Averages 7 points a game. Transfer from New Mexico. First free throw is good. He's had some good outings, though. Had 15 against Northwestern, 14 in the game at Iowa. As Chucky Hepburn comes back in, as Seijin will sit down. Alec of New Mexico last year, 3 years at Missouri, Kansas City. Second free throw is through for Josiah Alec. It's 27-10, Wisconsin. 9:25 left in the first half. Hepburn to the front court against Wilcher. A throw to Crowell, right wing, crowded by Mast. Now Wall feeds Klesman. Bounce pass to Crowell, draws the double. A retreat to the right wing, squeezes a pass to Storr. thought about it. Instead gives off to Hepburn. 10 on the shot clock. Store again. High on the left. Starts to drive. Pivots. Feeds Crowell. Good look at a three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Tominaga of Nebraska. They say Tominaga to the front court. Feeds Wilcher. Turns it to Bryce Williams. Three shot left corner is good. And now a timeout taken by Greg Gard with 8:50 left in the first half. This will be a 30-second timeout. It's 27-13, Wisconsin leading Nebraska.
Love the timeout by Coach Gard there. A little bit of a run. They get a stop. They, you know, get to the free throw line. They get a stop. They get it ball out in transition. They score in a corner three. That's the only way Nebraska scored so far tonight is in transition. So when you look at what you do, you stop it, stop a run, draw up a good play here on the offensive end, make Nebraska guard, take the crowd out of this. You're still good. You're up by 14. But timing of that one was really good.
And we talk about what the Huskers can do in this building, and that term spurtability, it exists for the Huskers here in the place they call the Vault, Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Well, and it the energy's high.
Yes.
And you can't let runs happen. We talked about that pregame. You can't let it happen. And that's the thing. Greg knows that. Like that's one of the quickest timeouts that we've seen from Wisconsin all year long.
Yeah, it was kind of NBA-ish.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very much so.
Here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin out there with Wall, Storr, Winter, and Klesman. Hepburn out front against Bryce Williams. Tucky puts it on the deck. Right lane line. Stops. Goes off to Max. To the line. Max in the lane. Slips it into Winter. Low on the left. Goes up. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound. Rink Max. The Badgers have cooled off. Here's Tominaga on the push against Max Klesman. Finds Mast. Rotates to Williams. High on the left. Around a Mast screen. Williams right lane line. Runs it up. Off the glass and rim. No good. Tyler Wall rips away the rebound.
Wisconsin defensively gets away with one there.
Ball to the front court, 8:15 left of the break. Here's Klesman for three, left side, too long, no good. Williams the rebound, one and done for Wisconsin. Williams a lead feed to Tominaga. Knocked away by Klesman and gathered by Tyler Wall as Klesman forces the turnover with 8 minutes left in the half. 27-13, Wisconsin leads Nebraska. Winter leads it for Klesman at the left point. Max with a right-hand toss for Wall, rotates to Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky out of Winter. He'll try a three. Left of the circle. Rattles out. No good. Williams the rebound.
They're starting to settle. Yep. Too much for three. You got to still get the ball in the paint.
Williams sets the floor. Throwing to Juwan Gary. And there for the Huskers. Feeding Mast. Left of the lane. Mast against Winter. Mast turning. Low on the left. Up left hand. Good off the glass. 7-point run, Nebraska.
Now, this is what Wisconsin's done so good. Is get a good possession when it starts to go south. Chucky's got to get him in something.
27-15, Wisconsin. 7:18 left of the break. Here's Klesman. Right of the lane. Hangs in the air. Feeds Chucky. Fakes the three. Hepburn. He's up for Storr as the Badgers reset. Good decision by Hepburn. Now Storr will take the three, and that is wide right. And it's out of bounds to Nebraska as we hit the under eight media timeout. Well, Chucky settled him down, and then AJ, that was, he's had some no yeses. That was a no. As we'll take a break. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:05 left in the half, Wisconsin 27, Nebraska 15. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Plus 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
7-point run, Nebraska, 7:05 left in the half, 27-15, Wisconsin leading the Huskers.
And the run has happened because of points in the paint. Nebraska's been able to